It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blihosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, with so many economic changes taking place in countries around the world that are now manufacturing large numbers of items sold in America, we see that it's very important to expand manufacturing here in the USA to benefit American workers and regain America's financial security. During the last 30-plus years, America lost over 100,000 businesses that chose to manufacture their products in foreign countries and then ship them to America for sale. This guaranteed new jobs and a livelihood for foreign workers at the expense of American workers. If those businesses relocated just 50% of their manufacturing overseas and left the other 50% in America, we could say America's stores are offering a fair balance between imported and American-made products. However, that is not the case, as most of the companies that left America took just about every job opportunity with them, hoping that America's consumers would not question labels or the fact that America has become the largest sales point for foreign products. Businesses and merchandisers remind me that Americans live in a free market economy, so any business can relocate industries and jobs to a country that will offer them a better production price. Now that's true, but how about jobs and job skills for Americans? How and where did they think that Americans would earn a living to continue to purchase the foreign-made products? Well, the main goal of the Buy American-Made campaign is to ensure that businesses get the message that America's consumers are directing a growing amount of their purchases to products made in the USA. And with your help, that message will be even clearer in the future. The goal of restoring 50% of all items sold in America being made in America is not an unrealistic goal, because 35 years ago, 90% of what was sold in America was made in America. Being part of the global economy is important to all workers, but anything less than a 50-50 balance of the items sold in America not being made in America is a cause for concern for every American, for our national economy, and for our national financial security. We certainly have the people and the land to expand industries here in the USA. We ask that you help us make our 2016 theme a reality. Support America's industries. Help us make that a success by buying American-made as often as possible. When we see a 50-50 balance between what is sold in America being made in America, you will see a major positive change in the way American workers are being able to support themselves, and we'll see a positive change in the future for our young people right now and for America's future generations. Thanks for all of your help. Kindly spread the word. This is Michael Blihosh. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon, tune in to American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.